two,
and here's Modi. Ready? Oh, we're on. That's it. Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. Hi.
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 Simcha be'yartecha v'sason be'yirecha. His name is Simcha.
That's me.
He's joining us today.
Which means?
Simcha.
Joy.
Joy. No.
Joy.
Happiness.
Happiness. Yeah,
joy. Happiness. Happiness.
There's so many words that like for Simcha. There's Simcha, Rina, Gila, Ditsa. There's a million words for joy. You don't just
really
throw joy out.
I didn't know that all of the
joy is. How would you say joy
in Hebrew?
Yeah, which
specifically? Yeah, I don't know.
Simcha.
I've always gotten like
happiness.
Yeah. All
simcha.
Right.
Only happiness. We should only celebrate happiness. Only simchas.
That's right.
We're doing the ad up front
now.
Yes, everybody. Hi, and welcome to episode what?
487.
We have a new sponsor.
I'm wearing the hat.
A and H. What does he call provisions? Deli kosher deli provisions. That's what the hat says.
Abel's and Heimish.
Okay, that's the old name, but now they rebranded to A and N-A- H.
A and H.
And okay.
Okay.
We took this sponsor on because I love the guy, Seth.
Yes.
I love Seth. And the food's amazing. he sent us this box of all these cold cuts and salamis and hot dogs. And it's the number one hot dog in the world.
Yes.
100%. It's better than Hebrew National. It's better than any kosher hot dog. And he does not stop darshaning about it. He talks about it and he talks about it and he loves it. And he sent us this food. And Leo and I don't really eat meats. It's not like a thing. If we have, it's a little chicken, salmon. That's like the most meat we have.
Okay.
Okay. But I went through this package like a beast. I said, I'm just going to have a little bit of the salami with the mustard. I ate the whole thing. And then he sent us the corned beef.
Amazing.
Amazing. But we almost did not take him on as a sponsor. There was almost a deal breaker.
What was that?
Don't you remember?
Oh, yes. Okay.
He said we have to come and visit the factory
in New Jersey.
The plant, his business in New Jersey. I said, I am not going to New Jersey to visit this plant. He's like, no, you have to see how amazing it is and how clean it is and how happy the employees are and how great the food comes out. I go, I am not. Are you insane? Meanwhile, Guy is going to probably
husband was like, so excited.
He loves food. He loves anything food.
I love that.
And I told Seth, who's the owner of the company, I said to him, I'm telling all of our listeners, if they want to visit your plant, you're going to give them a tour.
Yeah.
In lieu of my tour.
First of all, it's so chic. Look at this hat.
Didn't bring us any.
I didn't. Hats. I didn't bring any.
Okay, we're going to talk about it. We also.
Oh my God. Yes. Okay.
Okay. So first of all, it's very. You should know, number one, that it's not just kosher, but glatt kosher.
We all know it's glatt kosher, but anybody that, and it's glatt kosher, we all know that means it's not only, we do glatt? Should we explain what glatt
is? Yeah, we should explain what glatt
is. Glatt kosher is like this. Glatt is it's a Yiddish word that means smooth. Glatt, right? And then when the animal is slaughtered, they check to make sure there's no abrasions that inside of its lungs. Am I right?
I didn't know that.
I'm learning things.
Yeah,
right now,
I want you to explain
time.
It.
You're sporting a yarmulke.
I'm sporting a yarmulke.
You have no idea what the glatt really means. Yeah.
I see
so
it.
Glatt,
on
no,
things,
so this is a good thing we're doing right now. So glatt is they once the animal is
passed away.
Once the animal is shechted, is slaughtered, they go inside and they make sure that the ventricles of the lungs are smooth. So there's no abrasions or diseases.
Wow.
I might not be completely right. And I know for sure DMs will be popping up, letting me know halachas, and this is what you can't be yaitzi on the glatt. And so sometimes you see people saying the stupidest things, like these French fries are glatt kosher. I don't know how you can check the lung of a potato, but like glatt is only meat.
Okay, see, I wanted you to explain it because I actually had no idea the difference between.
So that's what it is. So glatt is it's an extra step in making sure it's kosher.
But if they don't do the lung ventricle checking, it's still kosher, but it's
still
not
kosher, but not glatt kosher.
We came up with like a brilliant tagline.
But let's just do his thing first. We love Seth, and we want to make sure he's happy. And hold on,
Do you want it?
Can I do it or no?
Yeah, you can do it.
Okay, hot dogs today. This is what Barry L texted me.
Talking points for hot dogs today.
A&H product contains no fillers, no byproducts, no artificial flavors or colors or products, and it's gluten-free.
No, and our products are gluten-free. That was my typo. Sorry.
Okay. 2.3 discount to Modi's audience.
No, you're reading it like you have dyslexia.
I have dyslexia.
I know.
what is it?
Number two.
Oh, number two. I said 2.3. It's just 2 and then period 30% discount. So I'm thinking they're getting a 2.3. They're really scratching here. Okay, it's a 30%. That's really good.
Yeah, 30%.
30% discount to Modi's audience. It's my audience who place an online order at, I can't read that,
www.kosherdogs.net. And you have to type in the discount code, which is Modi, M-O-D-I. So 30% off, not 2.3% off.
Oh, my God. I wish the camera could see this. It says like talking points, 1, 2. But after the 2, it says 30% discount. I am so dyslexic. Now you see it.
That's amazing.
You see it. Okay. So
That's A&H.
That's A&H. And we are super excited to work with them. And Seth is a great guy. And how proud he is of his product is amazing. Next we have
that was
here.
So funny.
That is the funniest thing. I'm so happy that just happened. Okay, Simcha.
Yes.
Simcha reached out to me about a year ago.
Something
if
like
not
that,
more. Yeah. How long have you been in business?
I just did the calculation. I always tell people different dates, but I believe about 4 years.
Wow.
I believe that's when we like
started. How old are you?
I'm 26.
So you started this when you were 22?
Correct.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't what it is now.
From what I'm understanding, the owner of Burning Bush.
Correct. Burning Bush, New York.
Tell us.
That's the company name.
It's okay.
Burning Bush _NY on Instagram. That's like our page and everything. We have a website. It's a cannabis company. It's a brand. That's really what it is. There's a lot to it. There's like a lot of ideas and a lot of directions and a lot of different stuff. But what I actually tell people, my staff, when we sit down, we have a staff meeting, that we don't provide cannabis. It's not what we do. We provide a service. We provide an experience. We're providing a brand. That's like the goal, the vision.
What is it? It's weed.
It's weed.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the product.
He's telling you it's a cannabis experience.
Okay.
So a year or whatever it was ago, you sent me a package.
Uh-huh.
Bravo. Bravo.
Good. Exactly what.
Bravo. You sent some people send just like for stinking a hat or for crimped. He sent the package. There was sativa, there was indica, there was this yummy, yummy, yummy Rice Krispie cake.
Yes.
There was a honey, which was very strong.
oh my God.
It was really strong. Yeah. It was, and some other things I think were in there too.
There's
really, really nice.
Well, let's see what's going on.
I want to talk about, first of all, how you're because you're an Orthodox Jew. You walk around with a yarmulke. You live where?
Far Rockaway,
which is like a more religious-y area of the Jewish Orthodox world.
I wouldn't know, but okay. I believe
absolutely.
You.
And they are lit. The Orthodox Jewish community is
110%
lit-ty-ty-ty.
Yeah, and I'll
they
say like
they are doing edibles on Shabbos.
Kiddushes
are
full blown. Yeah,
you are kidding me.
You're pretending you know. Are you kidding me?
Why? First of all, why? No, never. And why would I know this? That's insane. You can't use an elevator, but you can get stoned out of your mind.
Don't ever throw my things back at me. Don't use what you learned. She learned three things, three halachas she learned, and now she throws them back at you whenever she has a chance. Right. Wait a minute. So they are. It's totally a vibe. And if you catch the right frequency, I don't want to say high, because it's like a stigma to it. If you catch the right frequency, you go to shul. The guy singing has good Karlbach Negunim songs.
It is Kabbalah Shabbos on another level.
It's another
level. It happens every week.
it happens every week.
All over the place.
You go to a mini rave with your friends and you sing, and it's so much fun. And the Orthodox Jewish community just clicked that this is what... this is it. This is great.
I'm just astounded.
So now edibles need to be kosher. Do they not?
Correct.
You can't cook the Rice Krispie cake on the same pan, not pan, what's it called, those things you put? Sheet. Mm-hmm. Cooking sheet.
Baking sheet.
Don't look at me like you're trying to let Modi figure it out. You can throw the words out. That's what a co-host does.
I said baking sheet.
A baking sheet. So you can't have one that had ham and then you're gonna make the Rice Krispie treats on it. So he has do you have a rabbi that gives hashgacha and all that?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay, that's fine.
There's roadblocks to that, but hopefully one day.
There are roadblocks, and there's also, from what I understand, people, there's hashgachas at home, like a home hashgacha you can get, a home certification that your house is kosher to be able to do this stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So exploring. For now, they're not, but again, I'm, like you said, I'm Orthodox Jew, I'm sporting a yarmulke, I keep kosher.
Right.
I wouldn't ever give anyone who does keep kosher something that I wouldn't eat myself.
Okay.
So.
I think the yarmulke should be green. That should be the signature yarmulke.
No, it's cute.
Astounded at the
subtlety.
Yeah, come on.
No, I'm not big on subtlety.
It's beyond the green, though. That's not, you know, green is like the, like,
it's like
old, tired weed associated color.
Right. No.
Yes.
It's a whole new world now.
I'm with him.
It really
Listen,
is.
I'm sorry. I grew up when I was in college.
In
we went
1873. Yeah,
no, I don't, I'm not with you guys. I don't think that's true. When I grew up in college, we used to go to Grateful Dead shows and all we did was smoke the most amazing, beautiful, greenest buds in the world. And I think that it's changed a little bit in this whole new world. But I'm not like, you can't just take it and then not give reverence to where it came from.
So again, it's packaging and it's, in my idea, it's packaging and it's a way to it's a branding. It's a branding. If you see weed and some guy in like this and back of a van, it's not what he's,
yeah, it became tacky.
Is.
It became,
am I right or wrong?
100%.
This is like a father who's got a family, and he comes home and relaxes, maybe takes a little bit of an edible and calms himself down. He has more patience for his kids. He might read his daily Torah learning with a little bit more of an insight. It's not the same branding that you had for that, for your experience. Am I right
exactly
or wrong?
Right. No, that's
company.
Right on point. That's really what it is.
I don't think those things are mutually exclusive. I'm a huge proponent of marijuana. I think it's a beautiful, wonderful,
they don't have to be mutually exclusive in terms of the experience that you have with it or what you want to use it for or whatever.
Right, right, right.
You can take the same, you know, edible or flour and smoke before Kabbalah Shabbos and smoke before Grateful Dead show.
Right.
Well, she's no idea what Kabbalah Shabbos is.
No, what are you?
That's fine. It's prayer services.
Hold on. Kabbalah Shabbat.
Can I? Oh, I thought you meant like a Kabbalah service.
Oh, no. That was,
please. It's,
I'm not there yet. But, no.
That's what I thought you were talking about. Kabbalah.
No, I'm working with Goyim here. And here's Modi and the Goyim he brings to the podcast. That's all it is. I knew. But I'm looking at the both of you right now. You have an A&H branded hat, right?
Yeah.
Which is his thing was, he's like, I do want to have respect for the company that was before.
Yeah.
But it's a home company. And that logo looks like it's been around forever.
Yeah.
It's not a guy shechting a cow. Okay.
Okay.
His thing is, look at his brand. It looks like almost right here, Bentley. Actually. It's like a Bentley. There is the cover.
Oh, that's so cute. Right. I thought your sweatshirt was Balenciaga. So that's what I'm saying. So
it's not a big green bud.
No, we might get sued one day, but hopefully
it's kind of green bud, you know? It's like the branding.
It's a black
and it's that
bud.
Whole, a lot of things you'll see like on the street will be like cartoons with like blazed eyes on the packaging and like weed leaves and it's all Rasta color. And like, again, respect to the Rasta, respect to the origins. But like, it doesn't need to be that way going forward. And that's not the experience that we're trying to give over either.
What's the experience?
It is catered to, like you said, you know, a more classy or like premium product and service. And we do door-to-door delivery. And, you know, people like also at this point still for it to be discreet. So that also helps. It's, you know, our packaging, our labeling, it's like black and gold, like the colors here. Not too in your face, but it's still a great product.
Yeah. That's why it's not a green leaf that you were like.
Well, I would just like to add to that, that when I was in high school in Queens, I was also getting door-to-door service from Jamaica, Queens. So let's keep that in mind. Yeah, there would a guy come in like a Lincoln and sell me like a brown nickel bag.
Okay, but the world has changed since then. And now you can order online. It comes to your house. How do people order from you?
You can order online?
How,
we don't have, our website now is really just the merch stuff.
Okay.
Hoodies, t-shirts, sweatpants, caps, stuff like that. WhatsApp, it's all personal.
Wow.
That's like it's also the main thing that we do. It's a concierge service. People have questions. People want like a catered.
That's so interesting.
Concierge. So before you use the word classy. Mm-hmm. You should drop that word. All Orthodox Jews use it's classy. It's high end. It's high end.
Fair enough.
You're gonna
fair
have
enough,
sushi there. Don't use the word classy.
Yeah.
Concierge service.
That's what it is.
Much nicer. Yeah. It's classy. Yeah. It's gonna be really good.
That's great.
What made you, I mean, obviously you just realized this is what's happening.
Yeah.
So you began before weed was legal.
Correct.
Right. Ooh.
Started. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Started beforehand. And again, it's not what it is now. 4 years ago, it was much smaller. It was much more low key and everything like that, obviously. And the stigma was that much higher. It wasn't as widely accepted. Now it's literally a legal product, just like anything else. You're not like turning heads when you say, oh, I started a cannabis company.
But you said
people are like, oh, cool. Like,
but you said people still want to be discreet about it, which is interesting.
People still do because there is still that stigma attached. And, you know, whatever it is, like people I could imagine in the same way wouldn't want a liquor company dropping off like three big cases of booze at their front door that are emblazoned like this is alcohol. It's less so today, but it's the same concept that like people don't need other people to know. And that's
got
it.
You.
And people are still really like secretive though about weed. It's unfortunate. It's going to change.
Yeah, I think
people are still really, really low key. Like, I mean, again, I've been doing this for 4 years, so like the amount that comes up,
right?
Like,
everybody's
specific
different.
Directions and times and where to go and how to go and around the corner, down the block, hide it by the garbage cans. Like,
do you think
they still do that with you?
I don't. I mean, I'm not doing like door-to-door delivery myself anymore at this point, but it still happens. We still get specific requests.
Do you think that that's just because your clientele is primarily Jewish?
No.
I'm kidding.
It's a fair question.
No.
I don't think so.
Put it in the corner.
I used to get my weed from, now keep in mind, I am not a big stoner. I don't sit in the living room getting stoned. I talk about this a lot. My pot is two hits before I go into the gym.
Really? Before the gym?
I have a pre-rolled. It's in my gym bag. It lasts about a week and a half sometimes.
A year.
And I take two hits before I walk in and I have the best workouts in the world. And then pray to God I don't get the munchies afterwards. The only reason, can I tell you something? Everything in my life has always been about not gaining weight. So I never drank. I never was an alcohol drinker or wine connoisseur because those are just calories I don't want.
Right.
My biggest fear of sitting in the house and doing pot is that I'm going to then eat one of the chairs. So So that's why I don't, and I also don't need it. It doesn't. I
Is it a vape or is it like a joint?
I've tried all that nonsense.
What do you like?
A regular joint.
Nothing compares. Yeah.
Nothing compares. Yeah. It hits you right away. Right. I'm not waiting for something to hit me next Thursday at Baba Mincha. You take an edible. You have no idea when it just hits you.
Right.
I take my two hits. I catch this nice buzz. By the time I hit the gym floor, I'm in like a great place. I'm dying to stretch. Dying to stretch. And that's my...
See, I've tried smoking before working out. And for me, I didn't do it. I don't know. So, I'm not, like, it doesn't motivate me.
I'm not a big drug guy. But I will tell you, you have to find what works for you.
Right, exactly. That
you cannot say, you got to do this because every time you go to the gym, you can't be like that. Mm. Find out what works with you. Try very little. Try a little of this and then add a little more.
Correct.
Don't
people
take this
ask
whole thing.
Me that. People are like, okay, this is what I want. What should I do? What do I get? And I'm like, I can't predict exactly because everybody's different. Everybody reacts different. Everyone has their own preferences. And like, always like that. Start with a little. You can always upgrade. But once you're over the moon, there's no coming back for a while.
I became paralyzed for 24 hours in Amsterdam. Eating like, you know, two brownies. Like, I didn't know. I was really? Like, oh, I don't taste any weed in here. And then I was just like laying for 24 hours in a hotel room I couldn't move.
My first time ever, I went through high school and college never touching marijuana.
Unbelievable.
Ever. Fear of it, none of it, I don't know. Then I lived, my first apartment was on 79th and Amsterdam, and I had a neighbor in the penthouse who was used to grow it.
Wow.
And this is back like in the 90s. And one day I went upstairs to pick him up and go for brunch with him. And he had brownies. And dumb as I am, I took two of them.
Right.
He said, oh, you had some brownies. And he knows I don't smoke. And he goes, okay, let's go get brunch. We went to get brunch. In the middle of brunch, I had my head down like this. And I picked it up. I go, wow, everybody's still here. I was in shock. He says, I'm going to explain to you what happened, Modi. You had to, and they're full of weed. And I kept smelling the same breath he has, but it was mine. Oh, went back to the apartment, and then I was just going to go in my bed. And he goes, no, you do not want to be alone right now. Come upstairs. He had a penthouse, so I was just outside hanging it. And I was fighting it. And then
of course, but this sounds like it's a good person to be with in that
He knew what happened. Yeah. He knows I never smoked this my first. So
that's
done. That was my only time. And then years later on, I was on tour with Stuttering John and a few other guys from the Stern Show, and I forgot who else was on the tour. And we were in this dump of a hotel after the show, and he just said, "Here, just do it. It makes things better." And that was the first time I did it. And I was like in my 30s, and then now no more. And then later on in my recently, but like about 7 years ago, I introduced it back into my life, and it's lovely.
People really love edibles. I mean, I do feel like it's changed the world of marijuana, these edibles. Yeah. People really, and like that they all have the milligrams on them is kind of amazing too.
Yeah, you know, for the most part, what you're going to get. You know.
Yeah, but people get so involved. Is it 25? Should I just take 10? I have 5 of this.
This is all day long.
Take a little bit and then take another little bit afterwards.
And you'll see it and then you'll know.
And it's out there. You know, we have a friend that we go to. I'm not going to mention his name. Chris. He's a party planner and he's a, does everything. This is gorgeous. You've seen
the one with the snacks on Halloween.
So when you go to his house and he's having people over, he has pre-roll joints.
Sick.
And he has,
I love this guy.
Mushroom, little, gummy bear mushrooms. And,
wow.
And he has it laid out all over the place. And it's your choice if you want to do it or not. It's very, very
classy.
Really nice. It's
classy.
Very, very, very classy. So let's see what you brought. Let's see the actual
product.
We're not
saying classy, but it's fine.
Classy.
It's really classy.
Yeah, you got to lose the word classy.
Yeah. We got a few different things here.
Now, hold on. Is this for me or for Periel?
We've had
this problem before.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, somebody sent in gorgeous napkin rings.
She said it was for both of us. Okay. Rivka, thank you, Rivka.
Thank you, Rivka. Go ahead.
So it's for both of you, if I can say that. I'll let you guys fight it out. Okay. Get involved.
I'm scared of us.
We got a Rice Krispie treat.
Let me see this. Okay, these are delicious. Okay. And they hit hard.
Yeah.
How high? You can't eat that whole thing. You'll be in the hospital.
You can. Some people.
Depends where you are.
Really?
Yeah, it depends who you are. People, and I'm astounded by it. Honestly, I don't really do edibles. I don't really smoke that much either. I smoke once in a while here and there, but I don't ever really do edibles, and I'm astounded how people.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
They'll take down the whole thing.
I'm sorry, slow down. First of all, do you want to read what the name of this thing is?
All right. Risky Krispie. Burning Bush.
We got a little punny with the
and
name.
What does it say on the bottom?
100 milligrams. I mean, that is a lot of THC.
Yeah.
Kaninahara,
exactly.
Okay.
Okay, this is our honey.
Honey, it's...
It's yummy.
Hazy honey.
And it will
hazy
hit you.
Hazy honey.
She will hit you.
Yeah. You got to be careful.
It's nice.
And these, did you get these?
No, I did not get those.
Well, now you have them.
What's he do?
Muddy Buddies.
Read it.
They're just Muddy Buddies.
Muddy Buddies. What's in it? What are they made
out of? It's like a Chex cereal snack infused with chocolate and peanut butter.
Who's making this?
This is for Lee.
One of our team members. She's a whiz in the kitchen. And,
wow.
Yeah.
We have, by the way, in my synagogue, we have whizzes of edible cooking.
Really?
We
edible
have
in the synagogue.
Are they doing like chullin?
No. We have our members of our synagogue. I go to Sixth Street Synagogue.
Okay.
And I want to talk about what happened this weekend with the rabbi's daughter.
Keshet?
It's insane what happened. I'm blown away. I'm literally emotionally moved by this little kid.
Tell me.
In a minute. But we have members of the synagogue who come like with a cake. It's absolutely beautiful. Tastes so delicious, and it's completely all
infused, it is
full of THC.
Because it wouldn't be Sixth Street Synagogue if it wasn't.
No,
amazing.
It's Choose Your Own Journey, but
that's great.
They're really talented in this. I'm not mentioning name, but they're talented in this stuff.
That's
what else is
cool
in that bag?
So we got
honey,
gummies.
Okay, so I actually have a serious question about these things. So I'm a mom.
Okay.
And I have a 9-year-old who really likes candy, as I think all kids do. Now, we live in the city and we walk past these bodegas that are now like full smoke shops and have things that are, I mean, literally Tootsie Rolls, Sour Patch Kids. They have copied the exact packaging of...
Yeah.
It's insane.
It is. And we had like a chocolate bar product also that was also had like, it was like a little bit different, but very similar to the Hershey bar. And it's for this reason.
It's fucked like up. I like this stuff so much better. Like, I think this is so much.
Yeah. Oh, so you have a friend of mine. Your son's going to buy.
Well, they're
not going to sell a 9-year-old.
Oh, no, because they're not going to sell a 9-year-old.
They're definitely not
going to leave it around the house.
That's the issue that people have.
Okay, so now all over the city in these smoke shops that sell pre-rolled and they actually sell the actual bud without having to become a member or anything.
Yeah.
Is it good weed? Is it bad weed? What is it?
I haven't tried it. I can't speak to it personally in that sense. But realistically, I can't see them sourcing their stuff impeccably. I can't. It doesn't make sense to me knowing how it works kind of.
How does it work? Where do you get your actual, what state does it come from? Are you allowed to talk about that? No, I don't know.
Yeah, mostly.
Do you have like
right
a garden,
now.
Like a one place that like?
No, so we don't grow ourselves. It's a real headache to maintain a farm, honestly. Most of the good flour that's being grown comes from California.
Okay.
I like calling it flour, by the way. I think that's really chic.
Yeah. So most of the flour comes from California. There's like ranges, obviously, of where it comes from and how good it is and the price tiers and everything like that.
Right.
So yeah, it's about really just putting in the right time, investing in the people that you're working with and making good relationships. And once you trust somebody, you know what they're saying and what they're sending. And I can't see it translating to the streets of New York in that way right now, like as right. it is
there
now.
There are guys with an open table in Washington Square Park.
It's wild.
Selling, and a cop right next to them, standing right next to them.
Just like,
it used to be they were chasing them. Now they're just standing next to them.
Hilarious. Yeah.
It's, okay, it's a new, we got a bunch of stuff here.
Do you have like a taste tester who like works for you? Like some guy who like that's his job?
I've gotten many people reaching out like, hey, if you need a tester.
Is this sealed? Can I smell this?
Yeah, open it up.
It's sealed though. Not sealed.
See, this is good stuff.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. I mean,
only the best. That's
Bismillah.
Come on.
My God, so good.
These guys are little pre-rolls. These are fantastic.
Oh, wow. Oh, this is up your alley.
Sativa.
I told, I was, I listen, sativa. Yeah. Now I want to, wow, this is cute. This is for you. Can I open this?
This
is for you at the gym.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh my God, that smells amazing. Yeah,
the flavor on those are also really, really good. It's Mai Tai.
Wow. Baby tester. Baby what?
Jeter.
Baby Jeter.
Like Derek?
Those are minis. This one is a really
That one was very hard to smoke.
This one?
We tried. Good. We brought it we were up in the in Connecticut at my friend's place and we said, okay, I'm gonna try this out.
Yeah.
It was very hard to get a pull out of it.
Okay. Okay.
Good
to know.
This is enormous.
It is.
It's an insane.
It's a party piece. You pass it around. Yeah.
Yeah, we did. And no one could get a.
That's so frustrating.
It was.
Oh, that makes me so mad. For you also.
Whoa.
Yeah. Really good. Yeah. I know. I
they're
know
good. I'm familiar with that. I'm hoping this one's going to do better.
I hope. We'll definitely try.
Hopefully. Oh, I see what's going on over there.
Yeah. Okay. These are smaller.
Regular
pre-rolls.
Very nice.
Sour diesel and peaches and cream.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Baruch Adonai.
What's that?
Brand new product.
Yes.
Oh.
Not even out yet. Magic mints.
Love that.
They're like a little tin.
Wow.
They're very
beautiful.
Cute. They're
Look
very
how beautiful
cute, right?
down those done.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
I like these.
10 milligrams each. Okay, this is more my lane to take like half of one of those.
Yeah.
See, this is a perfect in the suit pocket, right, the kiddish item.
You get to a wedding, you take it out.
How
all of a
high
you
would you get if you ate? Like, how you haven't just like this?
Mm-hmm.
If this is like a 10 of how stoned you're going to get?
Personally?
No, just in general.
In general, I would say it's around a 10, yeah.
And these? There should be like
being 110.
Okay, yeah. Everybody, of course it depends.
We went to the conversation of this is something you need
to know, but
slowly
there has
experiment
to be a gauge.
Your own self.
There we go. We got one of these. This is a vape.
Uh-huh.
And you can have that.
No.
There.
I don't want the vape.
And a lollipop.
A lollipop, which I still have the other one. They're I never
cute.
Did it. It's cute.
Cute. And we got a lighter and a grinder in here.
Yes. Actually,
the
a
custom
very good
stuff.
Grinder.
Oh, I sent you one of these already.
You can have that one.
There you go. So
very,
you know that.
Look at this branding, ladies and gentlemen. Look at this amazing branding.
You did a great job.
Beautiful.
Grinders, yeah.
That's gorgeous. Do they see it or no? I don't know.
People are listening.
Our engineer,
she's
this is
high. She
dummy
got a contact
is pointing
high.
This at the camera thinking he's going to get a high end.
And then we have our card.
And you have your card.
It's our link tree to everything's in there. You can scan it and whatnot. But yeah.
Let's put that
Okay,
all
now
away.
What's the difference between sativa and indica?
So, I mean.
Oh.
Did you really ask that question?
Yeah.
You were very specific in what references. I've heard you mentioned it on other shows.
You're told
sativa
me,
guy.
Make sure you tell him to bring. Sativa and not indica. So,
because I only smoke before I go to the gym.
Right. So that's what I was going to say. Sativas are your upper, your daytime, your energizing.
Right.
That's the high typically.
What's the one that makes you laugh so hard you can't talk?
That could be any of them.
It could be any of them.
Yeah.
It could also be where your mind is.
Exactly.
Because that's what usually happens to me nowadays when
Just
I
crack
smoke.
Up.
I have guy. My husband has a video of me in Jamaica walking on the beach like a lizard. After
that's great.
All right. So
there's nothing. In
I want to talk about. So this is. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for bringing
Absolutely.
This stuff.
My pleasure.
I'm glad we discussed
for
this
me.
And it is a part of the Orthodox Jewish world.
Yeah,
it's not
a very
not,
real not, part. Yeah,
and not just like Young Israel or Yeshivish or it's Hasidic too.
Oh yeah,
everybody is finding their frequency is how I like to say it.
I like that
term. Finding their frequency, not their high, not their, they're right. finding their frequency to what makes them just happier. Mm-hmm. Which
and
is great.
Tool. It helps people connect. I don't know. And that's on any level. It doesn't have to be to God or Judaism or religion, but to each other, to people, to themselves. Like,
what does your mother have to say about all of this?
I'm so proud of you.
Exactly.
She's so proud of you.
There you go.
Absolutely.
He nailed it.
He nailed it. He found a niche in the Orthodox Jewish world. It's kosher. He's proud of it. He's not hiding. He's on some corner somewhere hiding. She's. I hope she's very, very proud of you.
Yeah. I mean, listen, she is.
Good.
Granted, she did at one point bring up, like right when I was telling her, like, you know, getting into what I'm doing, started down the path of like the... still where all that stigma comes from.
Right, so
the
negatives.
And I'm like,
ago,
Mom, I love you, but if we're going to go down that path, we're going to end the conversation here because right. it's not going to be productive. So again, it's really to each their own. It's people who find it useful, great, yes. people who enhances their life, all the better.
I will tell you on a little bit of buzz, I a few different things in my Torah learning became very clear.
Really?
I don't know if it's, I think we spoke about that once on the
podcast. Yes, awesome. We did. That's I have awesome. A question for yeah. you. Do you perform stones?
Never.
Never.
Never, ever, ever.
Interesting.
Never, ever, 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 ever. I tried it once. It was the biggest disaster. We were in Holland. Hey, we did this TV show called The Laugh Factory or something. It was one of those okay. names like that. Out of Rotterdam, but before we did the taping, we toured around around Holland,
uh-huh.
The Hague, all these places, and so okay, I said if ever a place would try doing comedy stone, this would be it. I took wow. two hits. I was a mess. At one point, I literally turned to the audience and go, "Wait, did I do that joke already?" Oh I was God. Like, did I tell that joke? It's my no. Oh, okay, you guys just didn't laugh brutal. Hard at it. That's okay. That's what it was.
That
never.
Is so
absolutely
funny.
Not. I do not perform. I do not arrive to an event stoned. I do not. The gym. The gym is where I like to just get my buzz going, and then and some.
Did I do that joke already? Is hilarious.
Yeah, that joke already is all I need to
and
remind myself.
I'm the same. Like I can't. I don't smoke during the day. I don't smoke and work. Like the two don't work for me, but I also know people who can only work to their most function if they're a little bit high.
So the guy that kind of introduced me to weed back about 7 years ago can only work on weed. And it's mind boggling how focused he's always at a 10. It brings him to like an 8 or a 7 mm-hmm. where he can then actually hone that energy. It's
okay. right.
magical to what I watched that. Mm-hmm. But okay, something else was magical that you're going to love this. And I'm sorry, Leo's not here to talk because he was there as well. But this past Saturday, Shabbos Lech Lecha, the third portion of the Torah, my rabbi's daughter, my rabbi, Rabbi Gav Bellino, I don't know if you know him, Sixth Street Synagogue, Orthodox Synagogue, Mechitza, this and that, all the things that need to be an Orthodox Synagogue, the rabbi is from an ordained Orthodox or ordination, whatever. We had a full service, a full Shabbat service, A to Z. We did the Shachris, we did the Torah reading, we did all Orthodox men doing everything. Then it stopped. The service was over. The daughter came up. This woman who sings well. We took the Torah out again, opened it up, and this girl, Keshet, read the entire Parsha. The entire Parsha.
No way.
She killed it.
How old is she?
She's 12.
Wow. Her
she read the her entire. Mitzvah, so read those of you who don't know, the people who don't know, it's very customary in conservative Reform synagogues. They just do the prayer before one of the aliyahs, before one of the portions are read. In more Orthodox circles, the boy reads the entire parsha. It's very hard because it's written you know, without any dots, any vowels, or where you should stop or how you should sing it. So you have to kind of memorize it before you read it. She killed it. Yeah. And she like also knew that people like already heard it and are over it. So she nailed it. And all the women got Aaliyahs. So her mother got an Aaliyah. Her grandmother got an Aaliyah. Sandra Bernhardt was there. She got an Aaliyah. Friends of the family got, it was such a special thing to see. She also read the Haftorah. 100% Orthodox service we had. And then right afterwards, she did this. And everybody knows, everybody loves her and was so proud of her. And you know, her mom asked her, her mom, when she made her speech, her mom, Corey Robinson, my estate lawyer, and a very good one, because no girl has to do this. So when she asked her, Keshet, why do you want to read and memorize all this? And she goes, because I can.
That's great.
When her brother was learning his Torah portion, his Torah reading and Haftorah and all that, she was in the house and she learned his because she's that smart.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Well,
so you said it. So girls are generally not allowed to do this. Is that what's going on? And so
obviously now,
you open the door.
I didn't say not allowed because she obviously is allowed.
Okay, but all the men read it first, and then she was like,
in an Orthodox service, a man reads the men read the Torah. Men get the Aaliyahs for many reasons.
Okay, are there any good ones?
First of all, my main one that makes me happy with this is because the men's soul, the men's genetic makeup is so much lower than a woman's. We need to elevate ourselves more. You guys are already on a much higher level. And don't tell me now.
No, I'm just, it's like, you know.
It's what it is. I'm just saying he had an authority. But no girl has to do this. But she chose to do it and she killed it. She didn't just do it, she killed it. She didn't just read one thing. She read the whole Torah, the whole Haftorah. She knew the audience. People were like, done. And she nailed it. I'm so proud of her. I'm insane. It's also, I think I don't know, in definitely in Far Rockaway, this would never happen.
No.
No.
Oh my God. No. But I mean, somebody.
I'm seeing now in synagogues, Orthodox synagogues, where they let the one of the women make the blessing on Israel, the Mishaberach for Israel. They're doing little things where, you know, where they can make them a part of the service.
What if they want to? Like, forget. First of all, I just want to say that I spoke to Gav and Mazel Tov. It looked so beautiful and amazing. Keshet also means rainbow.
Right. And the whole theme was rainbow.
The logo was gorgeous.
Yes.
The whole thing.
He nailed it.
He always does. He's Gav, so good
Gav,
at that.
Gav is a rabbi. A totally cool guy. Loves this bag. he's so creative. And so,
brilliant.
All my
brilliant
logos, my yarmulkes, all my stuff, it's all his. Brilliant. And he always, every few months, comes out with a new yarmulke for the shul with different branding and different, like, for the different holidays or whatever's happening.
That's great.
Really, really super. And this was so brilliant. I wish I should have bought, he made three different types of yarmulkes.
We'll bring him.
Two different types of sizes. We'll bring it back on. I would love to get Keshet here.
Oh, we'll get both of them together.
Yeah,
that would be an amazing show. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's very, very difficult to get on board with the girls aren't allowed to do this. And because of whatever nonsense reason is made up, I feel like, you know, if it's equal, then it's equal. And don't feed me.
It's not equal.
Okay, so that's not okay.
No, it's not equal in the way we're genetically made up. You do not need to put on tefillin because you are born a woman. You are already.
What if I'm trans?
If you're, then a different conversation.
Okay.
Not where I was more into the burning bush angle here. And our new, us loving our new sponsor, A&H.
Which we forgot to say, the brilliant tagline.
Oh my God, what's the brilliant tagline? Yes.
That they're so good.
No, hold on. Before you say this.
I'm not going to say it. You're going to say
Hold on.
It.
I'm not saying it, but I want to tell you. So Seth, I know, is listening. So not, I wasn't going to visit his company because I don't want to go to New Jersey. But it's, Seth, it's not your company. I'm not, if I'm leaving my apartment to go to New Jersey, there's a check and a microphone waiting for me there. I'm not just showing up to see your business. But we didn't meet him for lunch. And it was amazing. And he brought us another package of this, of all this meat.
Yeah.
Now, Seth, thank you. But Leo and I went to our trainer right afterwards, to Stan from Ukraine. And I said, Stan, I have a gift for you. And handed him all of this. Mm-hmm. Like 9:30 at night, he starts texting me. Oh my God, this is delicious. This is so good. I just had that blah. And he's like Ukrainian, you know, he's like eating it like knocker, eating it. So our tagline was, help me. I forgot what it was.
It was so good, even the goyim want it.
No, it's something like, even goyim get how good this is.
So good. It's something with the goyim,
because Seth was telling us that the goyim, people who aren't Jewish, love this product.
Even though it's kosher, they can taste it,
and they know it's just a better product.
Quality.
And they buy it.
So I'm a vegetarian, but I actually took a bite of the corned beef.
Me and Leo are vegetarians also, but when this thing sat in the house, and I said, the salami just staring at me in the fridge and the mustard's right next to it.
Amazing.
I killed it. I absolutely destroyed it. It wasn't like I'll have half and throw the rest out. I killed it. It's delicious.
I gave Guy that big package. I came home and I showed my husband, and it was like if he had given me like a Cartier bracelet. Like that's how excited
he was. It
was
really, really good. Yeah. Anyway, I think we're good on time here. So how do they get to you?
BurningBush_NY on Instagram.
BurningBush_NY. NY.
It's Burning Bush New York.
On Instagram. And if they want a 2.3.
2.3, yeah. Modi gives you a 2.3%.
2.3% discount.
3%
yeah.
discount.
Exactly.
Okay, so get in touch with him. Say you heard it on this and absolutely. Vibe with him and you'll... Yeah,
you'll see us hopefully in stores.
I saw you. One of the worst gigs I've ever had in my life. You guys, one of the worst gigs I've ever had in my life. You guys had a little setup.
Yeah. Florida.
In Florida.
Yeah.
Were you just giving it out? No.
We were.
Blatantly.
Blatantly.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I don't know. They didn't love it that much at the end of it.
Why?
I mean, we put the organization's name, you know how like when you do a collab with a company,
yeah,
you put like both brands on the product.
And they didn't like it?
They didn't love their name on the product, which
oh.
was fair, but should have, you know, whatever, hindsight's 2020. But aside from that, it was a hit. I mean, everyone loved it.
Of course.
Passed by, there was like people swarming the
I'm
table.
I'm walking in.
I mean,
I'm
granted, we were giving out free stuff.
Everyone, I'm walking in with Leo, and it was the worst gig because the setup was horrible for comedy. It was, and there was nothing we could have foreseen, but I'm walking in and I see their table.
Yeah.
Like, make sure one of those is left for me. And anyway, so that's how they reach you. You are?
I'm at Periel Ashenbrand on Instagram.
What's going on?
Stupid is coming out December 5th on YouTube. It is a short format animated series set on the stoop of the Comedy Cellar.
It's absolutely hysterical.
Hilarious.
And then I am...
You have dates.
I have Baruch Hashem dates. I have a gig in Orange County. That's a private thing. That's next week. And then I'm going to be in LA for the whole, all of next week with shows Wednesday and Thursday at the Laugh Factory, but they are all sold out. Mm-hmm. And then Vegas, and then back here, and we just added a show for London.
We keep adding shows
for London because we keep selling out. Leo loves to just sit there and like refresh the page and watch the seats just all turn gray. February 28th, we're adding another show in London. So those of you who didn't get the London, weren't able to buy tickets for the London show, this is a great one. And
where are you going to be December 1st through the 3rd?
December 1st through the 3rd, I will be at Comics Roadhouse in Connecticut. in a place you can't pronounce. I don't know.
Mohegan Sun?
No, Mohegan Sun is the resort. And then the name of the town in Connecticut, Mohegan Sun, Comics Roadhouse, amazing venue for comedy. And guess who will be opening for me?
Who?
Periel Ashton Brown.
Hey.
You may have seen
Not
her on,
my name.
You may have seen her, and I don't know her last name. You may have seen her on the And Here's Modi podcast.
I heard you.
Which
really
we thank
funny.
You for coming on.
Absolutely.
We thank A&H for being our sponsor for this episode and a few more coming up. December 14th, we are going to be at the second The Chosen Comedy Festival in Miami. It's going to be amazing. Might be as big as the one that we had in August, but it's still going to be right around there, about 3,000 people or
wow.
so. And it's the tickets are selling. People are excited. We have Jessica Kirsten, Judy Gold. We have me, Elon, a bunch of other comedians, Rich Voss, who I absolutely love. And we'd love for you to be a part of the festival.
Yeah, so I've heard it. I might come down for that one.
It's a good one.
I'm always looking for excuses to go to Miami.
That's so. Definitely very great.
I'm down. Yeah, December. Yeah. Absolutely.
So hopefully Burning Bush will be a part of the event
Fantastic,
as well.
Yeah.
And thank you all very much for listening again. Bye.
Bye.